Okay, thanks. Thanks for noticing what I said on the bench earlier. So I have five slides with few demos. So I'm not recording a long bunch of words and slide presentations. It's going to be a very quick slide deck, and we're going to talk about English and business and practice. So I think. And I think the themes are very similar to what we've heard. We talked about this set of sessions about metadata and how important metadata is. My colleague has a saying, making metadata sexy. That's kind of what we're trying to do. So we're going to talk a lot of very similar themes that we've heard with Amazon, and we've heard from Microsoft and many others in this conference. Ultimately, I think there's competition. I think we all have very good offerings. And what I want to do is take a slightly different tactic and show you how we've done this in the real world with specific customers and how it can really benefit your business. How you can take cognitive technologies and apply them to real world problems to ultimately monetize what has previously been very difficult to monetize your over the top solutions. So disclaimer, most people know Watson from Jeopardy. That was, I think, almost 10 years ago now. It was eight plus years ago. So since then, we have not been sitting on our laurels. There's now close to 60 APIs. The Jeopardy API was a single API. So these are some of the core ones I wanted to talk about today. We break them into really three main ones and a fourth kind of bringing it all together sort of API. So language is the key one, bringing, you know, understanding text, natural language understanding. The audio piece, specifically speech. And then the vision piece, whether that be images or video. And then bringing that all together with a discovery tool that helps associate all this information in new ways, new logical ways, so you can draw connections and corollaries between that information to help you make better business decisions. So three different areas that we're focusing on as a company. First is understanding your content at a deep level. So content insights. What do I have in my back library? What do my assets mean? How can I gain new interest and insights out of those assets and then partner those with customers in ways? Which brings us to the second piece, knowing your customer. How do I slice my audience? How do I really understand what my audience needs are? How do I build what we call a 360-degree profile of my audience so that I can really target them more directly, whether that be with better content recommendations, whether that be with better advertising solutions, whatever it is, there's a lot of different areas that this can take. Kind of flying through this, but I really want to get to the demo piece where I think it comes together. And the third part is taking that and then understanding the world around you. How do I partner all that information and then maybe lay on weather? IBM recently purchased the weather company. We have basically all the power behind every weather app in the world except for AccuWeather, the competitor. But other than that, we basically have all this information about weather. We can also overlay on top of what you now understand about your content and your audience. We can tie that into social, into news, into many other different trends that are happening to really make it a much more powerful solution. So real quick on roadmap, the products that we're trying to pitch and sell. The first thing that will come to market within this year, September is the goal, and I'll show you a demo of it in a second, is a content enrichment solution. It's taking all of the Watson APIs, going at a deep level against your assets to do things very similar to what you've heard about a lot today. Understanding the images, understanding the language and what the language means, the sentiment in the language, whether it's positive or negative tones, what's the personality of the person speaking, how are people responding to that asset, and then also just a full transcription service around that. That's the speech-to-text piece you've heard about several times. And then right on top of that, we'll be releasing an audience-based product to build this kind of 360-degree profile of an audience. And then once you have those pieces, you can really do the holy grail of solutions around how do I advertise, how do I drive CPMs, how do I market effectively, how do I personalize and improve recommendation to stop churn. And then from there, you can add on additional functionality, like driving compliance solutions. How do I pick up the soccer player that said the swear word on the hot mic and cut that out so it's real time, not displayed out to my large audience? How do I prepare my content for distribution in other regions that may have different regulations where I need to automatically edit my content to make it available in, say, a country that's much more strict? Some of the visibility services is another key one that comes up all the time. Media fidelity, how do I check for jitter in the feed? How do I check user-generated content to make sure that the audio and the text syncs up correctly? Those are some of the solutions that you can start to build out once you have these kind of core concepts in place. A little bit more on content enrichment. These are sort of the key aspects of that initial solution that are going to come out. So the first is speech to text. That really is the full transcription service. Visual recognition, which is the understanding the image-based assets inside of a frame. Natural language understanding, which most of you probably heard about several times today, as I mentioned, which is understanding things like the concepts, not just the keywords, but the concepts inside the text. If I bring together a bunch of keywords, I can know actually what they're talking about. As opposed to doing some sort of basic search to match a word to a word, it's more important to understand the meaning within the text. And that's really what we're getting at by natural language understanding capabilities. Again, I'll show you some demos of this in a second. And then tone and personality insights. So this is talking a little bit more about value. I'm not going to read this slide. But I wanted to give you a quick scenario. So one thing is, it's really all about understanding the content and then understanding viewing habits and then bringing that together. So if somebody watched a Tom Hanks movie because it took place in Paris, or maybe they watched it because there was a theme about personal loss, or maybe they watched it because Tom Hanks had a pet in the movie, I need to understand at that level, that granular level, the value that consumer got out of that content. And once I'm able to do that, understand not just what they watched, but why they watched it, that's where the power's unlocked. That's what we're trying to unleash here. So now that I understand that they watched this because Tom Hanks had a bull terrier in it, now I know a very specific piece that helps me recommend extremely relevant content and potentially advertise and market to that person much more effectively. Okay, so that was my five slides. Demos. These are all live demos, so bear with me. Hopefully these work. I'm dropping this from my iPhone. So first, I wanted to show you a transcription solution. These are all real-world demos that we've done with specific customers. So this was live transcription that we did for both the US Open and the French Open.
Championship Sunday, men's final, 1-3. Novak Djokovic top your screen against Stan Wawrinka at the bottom. Opening set tiebreak was tight. Third point for Mr. Athletic. Djokovic all along, but Wawrinka able to keep in and hold.
So I'll pause. So this was from the US Open last year. The key themes I want to point out here, first, and a lot, this is very common across most of our applications, even with competitors, but the first aspect is training. With every cognitive API, it's important that it has a good set of data to then learn the concepts and the context. For instance, the thing I always say with tennis is, if I transcribe love means something very different in a tennis concept than falling in life. So I need to understand the context of the word to do really accurate transcription. Also, with tennis, Stan Wawrinka is not an easy word to transcribe. So you really have to do that modeling of words to the context with gender value. So that's kind of the theme here. And the other thing you see is, if you can see it, it's probably a bit of an eye chart, but we're generating the confidence level. Watson first comes out with the confidence level about how sure this is accurate. And then as it does that, the theme is, the thought is, that would go to your normal transcription team. Your general transcribers now become auditors. And instead of sitting there typing every time somebody speaks, they're now just looking at the text as it comes out real time, auditing it for accuracy, and then fixing it, correcting it as necessary to improve that confidence over time. And then once that confidence reaches that critical mass level, you can take this live and have a really accurate transcription service for a specific genre. The other thing I would mention, there's a concept of taxonomies within machine learning interfaces. I kind of mentioned this with my love analogy, but you would probably have one set of like a knowledge base, a knowledge graph for tennis, and you'd have a separate one segmented for something else like soap opera. And you keep those separate because if you apply one to the other, you're going to have a lot of errors. Okay, so that was US Open. So this is another one that we've done for news organizations. This uses that fourth category, the discovery category, to really try to bring trends together and show you how different concepts relate to each other. So if we take real-world events, something very tragic and recent, for instance. So if I look up, if I look up Manchester, for instance, it's going to go out, it's going to find every aspect, and this one it's across 2,000 different live news sources. It indexes 2,000 live news sources every single day. These can be both internal or external, and then draws a comparative graph around how they're related to each other. If I zoom in here, you can see every other story that's been indexed, how it relates to a specific news event, and then draw parallels within that. I can see a heat map on the right. I can see where it's trending in the top right. I can see the specific articles on the left. And you can just basically gain any trend, any theme. If you go back to the base, it shows you some of the top trending stories of the day. So it's just another way to look at and slice data. There's a ton of different use cases for this. This is specifically looking at news. You can also do something similar for media entertainment if you want to see how news articles are relating to your hot TV show or your hot movie. So if I wanted to see Game of Thrones trends, I could put that in there and see the trends around the new Game of Thrones show. All right, so some social interactions. Let's see if we can get back up. Another kind of key focus for us is how we're interacting with social media and how that can really factor into an entertainment solution to drive different business values. In this case, Roland, a musical equipment manufacturer, they have an event every year called 909 Day where they release their new equipment to the market and they try to generate interest off of that. So it's blinking sometimes, let's see. I'll talk to you with all of those. So what we're doing here, the live transcription service I've mentioned is actually going to show up underneath. This was done live, but obviously it's in the past now, so it's file-based at this point. And then from that, as the event goes on, we're generating a Twitter-based heat map. It's taking tweets from the live event based on hashtags. And then from natural language understanding, it's looking at the sentiment of each tweet and then generating a positive or a negative profile of that tweet so that I can then look to see where my message is resonating or not resonating with the audience. So it can help me with understanding how I'm going to tweak my message for future events or future activities that I do. It can help me understand maybe if I want to hire or fire a specific piece of talent. This is actually a video showcase that works. Jump around the seat. It's the problem with live demos. All right. I'll come back to it here. Let's move on. Not to take my word for it. So there's always this one bald guy on camera right here that I give a lot of help to. All right. So the next one I wanted to show, this is kind of a prototype of the product that they're going to be releasing in September. This is really in content enrichment. So if I play this
sports car of the year is a truck. The all-new second-generation Ford F-150 Raptor may look like a jacked-up bro-dozer, but it's actually a high-tech, high-performance
building moments with features
all-wheel racing, inspired suspension, and classic trip-top shocks, and over-the-top wheel travel, computer-controlled 4x4 system, and the most powerful
ever taxonomy around what those words mean in context. So, in those we're talking about Ford, and those we're talking about a web search that's driven cars, and those in context so that I can then segment that taxonomy so that I can do something
$400,000 GT supercar, and the Raptor even has paddle shifters.
In addition,
the wheel to change gears with.
You can see keywords coming up as they're in real time.
Has 7 gears, this one has 10.
So who's over faces, you can see facial recognition showing age ranges.
The Raptor performs as no other in your truck you can buy today.
The specific tone of this video, I didn't mention the idea behind entities is that it's taking the keywords, and for specific keywords, it'll pull out the relevance. So if I say LeBron James, it will know that that's a celebrity and an athlete. It'll categorize it as such. So instead of that being just a keyword that I would search against, it's going to put it in a context. It'll do the same thing if I say IBM. It would take IBM and give it an entity tag of organization to help me do that correlation that I showed you in that News Explorer demo a second ago. So that's one implementation of this. Another one I wanted to show you quickly because it's a little bit different is specifically that LeBron James thing I talked about. So So in this one, giving kind of a hard time to all of the rest of the Cavaliers and the Warriors, we really only trained this for LeBron James and Steph Curry. So what you'll see as it plays is it's detecting LeBron James every time he's in frame. It's detecting every other face and it's assigning it a number. So if I train it on those other ones, it would recognize that 74 is the same in every frame, and it would then overlay the right name as it's trained. But in this one specifically, you see Steph Curry and you see LeBron James. There's Steph. All right, the other one I would show real fast. Well, this one, the other thing this one does that wasn't in the previous demo is dynamic automatic segmentation or chaptering of videos. So we did some work with Scripps on their show Cooks vs. Cons. Similar theme, it's doing all the visual audio entity concept recognition, building a live transcript. But in addition, this one's actually doing live chaptering, live segmentation of the video to build chapters with keywords so that I can then launch in context to a specific point in a video that might be most relevant. Or maybe I just want to chapter a video, or maybe I want to do something like sports highlight. That's another use case for this, is take out the relevant concepts based on how I train the system to show me a specific clip that meets my needs. And within each of these segments, you can see it has its own visual highlights. It has its own, this is showing the camera shots that were relevant, the audio keywords for each specific scene. Okay, two more. I assume this one probably still didn't work. Hey, it kind of worked. That's the guy. So, again, he was over here. Probably not somebody I want to retain. He's not resonating with the audience. Okay, TED.com was another use case POC that we did. What we did with TED was we took about 10% of their back catalog and we ran it through content enrichment to try to pull out all those concepts and entities and information about all of their back catalog so that I could then quickly reference anything specifically at a conceptual level. So this is a fully live demo. In fact, everything I've shown you is something you can access. This is watson.ted.com. All you need is a TED.com account, which you can get for free if you go to the TED.com website. So, index the back catalog. If I ask it one of these questions, like, let's do, what is innovation today? It's going to do its quick process, hopefully. And it's going to build me a dynamic playlist on the right, launching me in context to where my question is most relevant. So it took me to, so it took me in context to Nirmala Kumar talking about India's invisible innovation. So once this one's done, it'll automatically launch me to the next in context section of the TED Talk. There's a couple of use cases for this that I think are very relevant. One is I can quickly index, sort, and understand a large amount of back catalog video information. Another one might be something that we've talked about with a lot of customers around summarization of video. So think, I have an hour-long TED Talk. I have 20 minutes. What if I can go in and find the relevant sections based on my interest level of an hour-long TED Talk and shrink it by cliff notes for video? This is very much the kind of technology we can use to build that kind of model where I can ingest a lot of information in a short amount of time. One other thing we did with this one that I thought was extremely interesting and relevant is we integrated social profiles. So I can enter any Twitter feed and it'll recommend me content based on my Twitter feed. So if I enter the most relevant Twitter feed of the day, at Real Donald Trump, it will go out real time, pull from Twitter the Donald's live Twitter feed, which you should see here in a second if it works. Yeah, and hit enter instead of pressing analyze. Thanks. Spinning. So it actually just much faster than you said. I'm visualizing this. Again, running this off my phone. So it actually ingests this real time anyway, and as it does it, no, it does it. We'll let that analyze for a second. This one's pretty interesting.
Maybe it's taking away.
Yeah, might be. Let's rephrase. Yeah, I don't want to use creates. It's more fun. You can actually go out and put your own Twitter feed here too. It's kind of fun. I've done it as well. Thanks. We have 5 minutes to here, so we'll click on this.
Four.
Century Fox. They had a movie that came out last year called Morgan. It was basically like a horror thriller around AI. And in a co-marketing effort, they came to IBM and asked us to create an AI-driven trailer for this movie Morgan. So we did. We worked with our research team, came up, basically the way they did it is they ingested thousands of horror movie trailers into a system to build a model of what a horror movie trailer should look like. And this is what they came up with after doing the content enrichment piece I showed you, and then mapping that to this ingestion model, to this algorithm around horror movies. So.
It's her birthday.
Oh, come on.
It exceeds our wildest expectations.
Nice to meet you, Morgan. Nice to meet you, babe. You're a 13-year-old daughter. You don't get to see her much anymore.
With that, I think I'll let it go and save the last minute for questions. And if you guys want to see the TED demo and see Donald Trump's personality profile, please come by the TED area there, and I'll be happy to show it to you. So, real fast, I'll pause with that.
I have a quick question. For us to experiment IBM Watson, do we need to export the data and submit it to your engine, or is there any way that we can sort of do it on the fly dynamically?
So it's going to depend on what you want to do, probably. What's actually one of the key challenges is how we get that information into our analytics. We're working on concepts to take the analytics to the data. That's a key thing we talk about all the time at IBM, is how we bring the analytics to the data. And again, this releases in September. So I'm working diligently to try to solve that specific issue. And we're looking at a few different ways to do it. I think we'll get there within the next year. Probably the initial release will be ingested through the IBM cloud. But within the next year or so, I think we'll have
it. Sort of that, one of the things is most of the content resides on the cloud, but in such a scenario, Watson is available with APIs, so you can just extract some content, not full content, but a proxy, for example, in this case, or some aspects of that. We also give you that with Adobe, so Adobe Creative Cloud is launched with AAB. So as you're trying to create content, you can sort of stop footage or you can sort your archives by watch recognition, identify the key frames that you want. So there are some elements where it could be done kind of on-prem.
Yeah,
there are some elements that need to transfer some of the data over to Watson, whether it's on the cloud or within the system.
Generally, it's the image
piece. We don't need the whole download.
The audio piece is actually very easy to do that. The image piece can be a little bit more complex. But you generally need access to the information. There's a few ways we can do that, but it's a challenge. It's very solvable.
Sure. Question about this trailer. Did Fox create their own trailer, and was it like compared to maybe that thing?
They did a separate trailer that you've probably seen if you've seen the movie. And they've done some A/B comparisons. I don't know the exact results of that. I think they talk about that a little bit
starts
with this video around which ones may measure out there.
I'd be curious.
Yeah,
and even before this, we did about 3 years ago, for one of the studios, we looked at the engagement of audience on Twitter with trailers. So based on that, we could predict the box office results. Pretty much even about 10 times, we could, we're better than anything that's out there. And so the fundamental thing is not saying, hey, your movie is who's going to not do well. That's not helpful. But actually do a testing beforehand and you know, look at a specific segment that's not working well. So you can create a new segment, say for a woman, you know, 25, 34 is not engaging well, so you can create a new scene with those parameters in it and then kind of engage it. You know, that's essentially what we've done. So we've not brought these two things together, but these are two separate things that we have.
Another thing I'm leaving with this, the IBM's focus really is on the technology. We want to partner with very intelligent companies that are building great content. Our goal is not to be a content company. We're not looking to compete with our customers. So our goal really is to build cutting-edge technologies that help content creators make money, do the best that they can be, the best they can be, learn about their content in new ways, reach their audiences in new ways. One thing that we made an early strategic play not to do is become a content company. We don't want to create videos. We want you to do that. We want to make you do it better.
And these APIs are available. Go to Bluemix, you know, 30-day free trial. If you have developers, you can do that. What we're doing in September is we are building this into a product. Those APIs exist today, and you know, we have companies using that, we have startups using that, we have other ecosystems using that, and you can as well. But what we're doing is essentially building that into a integrated product. And one of the other things and ideas is we can align business outcomes. So for example, we can say we'll improve engagement of your audience, right? And in the tech demo that is not seen well, we'll show you micro-segmentation of audience, right? The 55% 4-year-old is you know, probably a few hundred segments, but Watson can take this into a billion dollar context and create that into thousands of segments. And it's not that AI or cognitive technologies are competing with the data scientists that you can hire, but the scale that you can talk, right? So the scale that you can produce will have you cater to that audience as well.
I think we're over time. I'll hang out for a few minutes if anybody has follow-up questions, or you can reach us at the happy hour as well. So thank you guys all.